Right, so I'm here at Badgers with Cray Valley manager Paul Gross after the 3-1, 4-1 win, sorry, over Sevenoaks Saturday. Paul, you must be delighted with the home form.
Yeah, we've cracked it at home, I think. Another good performance today. Nice to take our chances. Few more chances as well, could have been a few more without them really troubling us. A bit disappointed to concede the goal, which we've given them really, basically. Playing in the wrong areas, but that was the confidence. The confidence was up. We was 3-0 cruising. The boys were just trying to play. So, although I'm disappointed to concede the goal, I won't knock them for trying to still play their stuff. And like I say, could have been a few more. But pleasing. Really come out quick. Got them early, and thoroughly deserved again. So, just need to try and find a way to take this form to away games, because at home. We're spot on at home, but got to try and work a way out of doing things away from home.
And the debut today for goalkeeper Michael Hunter, fairly untroubled today, didn't have too much to do. Where'd you find him?
He's come, he's Grinstead on loan, he's come in for a few games. He didn't have nothing to do, but when the ball, I think that's because he positioned himself so well and he didn't give him a chance to get anything. The few crosses come in the box, corners or whatever have you. And he was big, strong and commanding. That's what you get from keepers that are higher level. And that's what I need to try and find, really, with young Luke going off. He's left us this week. And, like you say, apart from that, he's done nothing. He's had nothing to do. So, but you don't mind that. If your keeper's got nothing to do, it says you're doing something wrong on the pitch. So, something right on the pitch. So, but he looked good. Everything else he had to do, he talked, he commanded. So, we're lucky to have him with us for a couple of games.
And another debutant came on 20 minutes to go, Luke Saggers from the under-21s reserve side. He scored 13 goals for reserves in 7 games this season. He's come on today and scored a goal for you. It must put Luke Harvey and the other strikers under a bit of pressure.
Luke Harvey has worked his socks off and gone through a barren spell, which all strikers will. He's got his goal today, so I was over the moon for him. He deserved that because he never stops working, whether it's going for him or not in front of goal. Al Wayne's come in today and been superb. That's probably one of the best performances I've seen Al Wayne give since I've been manager. And like you say, young Luke comes on. The thing I liked about him, his runs were impressive. He gets in one-on-one, keeper makes a great save, gets in again 5 minutes later and doesn't. Some people would hide from that, try and square it or not try and get out of that position. But he don't. He's hungry, and I like that he's got this mentality where some people would think it's a chip on his shoulder, but it's not. He knows how good he is. He comes straight in, and he didn't mind telling the boys he was beckoning for the ball, and he looks a real prospect. Yes, something we couldn't ignore with the amount of goals he scored in the under-21s. So they've pushed him forward. We've given him a chance, and he's taken it. So just adds to the list of strikers we got. Some very good strikers here.
And on Tuesday evening, we travel off to Greensborough. How can we take this home form into away games where we've yet to pick up a point?
If I knew that, Frank, we wouldn't be saying, how have we picked up a point? I'll have to keep trying to get my head round it. They obviously score lots of goals. Greensborough concede lots of goals. I watched them the other night against Corinthians, and I thought they were by far and away the best team in the league, what I see the other night. Smashing Corinthians 4-0, and Corinthians look like schoolboys up against them. They've gone and lost again today, so they're vulnerable at the back, but on their day we know what a good team they can be. But again, on our day we're a good team, so we'll go there. We don't do anything differently away from home. We try and do things the same. Just not been going for us, but that's got to change at some stage, so why not be Tuesday?
Okay, Paul, we'll see you at Prince's Park on Tuesday evening.
Cheers, Frank.